What is arthroscopy?
Arthroscopy is a surgical procedure that allows your doctor to look at the inside of a joint in your body through a thin viewing instrument called an arthroscope. Arthroscopy allows your doctor to look at the joint surfaces and the surrounding soft tissues, such as bands of tissue called ligaments that connect bone to bone, and the tough tissue called cartilage that covers the ends of the bones at the joints and provides a cushion between the bones. This procedure can be used to diagnose a joint problem, perform surgery that repairs a joint problem, remove a loose or foreign body, or monitor a disease or the effectiveness of a treatment. Arthroscopy is commonly performed on the knee, shoulder, and ankle. It also can be done on the hip, elbow, and wrist. During arthroscopy, the arthroscope is inserted into your joint through a small incision in the skin. The arthroscope has a light source and a video camera attached to it. Images from the camera can be seen on a video monitor. These magnified images provide a clear picture of your joint. A sample of joint tissue can be collected during arthroscopy for biopsy. If surgery is done, additional instruments will be inserted into your joint through other small incisions. Like open surgery, which is done using a larger incision, arthroscopy allows your doctor to see what is wrong with your joint. However, compared to open surgery, arthroscopy is usually less painful. It's usually less costly, usually allows for a quicker recovery time, and it can be done on an outpatient basis without requiring an overnight stay in a hospital. Open surgery often requires an inpatient stay in the hospital.
Why is arthroscopy done?
Arthroscopy is used to evaluate and diagnose a joint problem when a physical examination and other diagnostic tests, such as X-rays, blood tests, computed tomography or CT scans, and magnetic resonance imaging, or MRI, are not conclusive. Arthroscopy is also used to perform surgery to repair a joint problem. When arthroscopy is used to perform surgery, bone tissue can be shaved to remove calcium deposits or bone spurs. Soft tissues, such as ligaments, tendons, or cartilage, can also be repaired or trimmed. Ligaments can be cut, repaired, or reconstructed. Cutting or releasing a tight ligament may allow increased range of motion for a stiff joint. A sample of joint tissue or joint fluid, called synovial fluid, may be collected for laboratory analysis or biopsy when arthroscopy is used to perform surgery. Scar tissue or an area of joint lining, called the synovium, that is inflamed can also be removed. Some joint problems may sometimes be repaired using a combination of arthroscopy and open surgery.
How is arthroscopy done?
Arthroscopy is usually done by an orthopedic surgeon, a doctor who specializes in bone, muscle, and joint surgery. You will be asked to remove any jewelry and to wear a hospital gown. You may be given a sedative shortly before the procedure to help you relax. The skin around your joint may be shaved. If general or regional anesthesia is used, an anesthesia specialist will administer the medication. A general anesthetic will make you unconscious during the procedure. Your heart rate and rhythm, blood pressure, and respirations will be monitored during the procedure. If a local anesthetic is used, it will be injected into the skin and joint space. If a local or regional anesthetic is used, your limb will be numb and you will be relaxed and drowsy, but will remain conscious. You usually lie on your back. Depending on which joint is being looked at, an inflatable band called a tourniquet may be used to temporarily restrict blood flow to your joint so your doctor can see all the structures in your joint. Your joint is scrubbed with an antiseptic solution and draped with sterile towels. Before the tourniquet is inflated, the joint will be elevated and may be wrapped with an elastic bandage to reduce blood flow to the joint. A small incision, about a quarter of an inch long, will be made near your joint. Before inserting the arthroscope, an irrigation solution, usually saline, will be used to flush the joint space to provide a better view of the entire joint. A steady, low flow of solution is usually used during the procedure to clear out any debris or blood in the joint so your doctor can evaluate your joint. Once the arthroscope is inserted, your doctor will be able to see inside the joint by viewing a video monitor attached to the arthroscope. Your doctor or the surgical assistants may bend, extend, and reposition the joint to see it from different angles. Videotapes or photographs of the joint may also be taken. If additional surgery is required to repair your joint problem, more small incisions will be made and other thin instruments will be inserted into your joint. When the arthroscope and any other instruments are taken out, Any blood and debris will be flushed with saline and drained. To reduce inflammation or pain, local anesthetics or corticosteroids may be injected into your joint. The small incision is closed with stitches. Depending on which joint was looked at, you may need to use splints, slings, or crutches to support movement of your joint during recovery. After the procedure, you should rest your joint for several days. You may not be able to drive for 24 hours after the procedure, depending on which joint was looked at and what type of anesthetic you had. If your stitches are not absorbable, they will be removed in 7 to 10 days. Ice, elevation, and a compression bandage may be used to reduce any swelling, and pain relievers may be used to relieve any pain or discomfort. Ask your doctor for advice on strengthening your joint with exercise and when you can resume normal activity. Arthroscopy may take only about 15 minutes, but the whole procedure could last an hour or longer.
What are normal and abnormal results?
In a normal, healthy joint, the ligaments look like white cables. The cartilage is smooth and white. If there is no damage or disease seen in the joint, your doctor may conclude that your joint is normal and is not the cause of your symptoms. In a damaged or diseased joint, the ligaments and cartilage are abnormal in color and shape. If there is damage or disease in the joint, your doctor may identify the condition and may even perform surgery during the arthroscopy to repair the joint problem. Examples of damage or disease in the joint include torn, displaced, or loose fragments of soft tissues, such as ligaments or cartilage. Abnormal growths, cysts, or ganglions. Evidence of joint or cartilage destruction caused by injury or diseases such as arthritis. And infection.